Rob caught my eye from the far end of the dungeon.
Oren, I have something for you.
He snapped his fingers in front of Kira's face. She scarcely had time to reorientate herself before he grabbed her wrist and dragged her across the dungeon. 30 seconds later, they were both standing in front of me.
I need to go home a little early. I wanted to give this to someone before I went. Put out your hand.
He made a motion of pinching something small in between his thumb and forefinger and pressing it into my palm. Kira rolled her eyes. Rob, there's nothing here.
Isn't there?
His eyes glinted mischievously.
Why don't you touch it and see?
I ran a finger down my palm. There was definitely nothing new there. I looked back up at Rob. He was still smirking. Kira had gone a little bug-eyed.
Is there something I don't see here?
Why don't you stroke it a few more times? We'll see if you can figure.
It's my clitoris.
Kira interrupted. She looked at Rob.
And you could just give it back to me.
Where's the fun in that?
Oh, you're right. There is absolutely nothing fun I could do with my own clitoris.
Kira shot him a pointed look.
It's out of my hands now.
Rob shrugged and put his hands out in front of him as if to demonstrate his innocence.
If you want it back, you'll have to get it from Oren.
Kira lunged at me. Fortunately, my reflexes were quick enough to take a step back and dodge her. She caught her balance and rounded on me for a second attempt. I gave my palm a couple quick, hard strokes. She fell to her knees, moaning.
You kids have fun.
Rob hoisted his toy bag onto his shoulder. He winked at me as he left. Kira spent most of dinner that night red-faced and squirming. Eventually, Anna asked,
Are you alright? Oren's touching me.
Anna looked confused.
Oren's on the other side of the table, Kira. So is my clit.
Anna looked over at me. I raised my palm, then slowly, deliberately, gave a couple hard strokes. Kira nearly screamed. Anna gave an amused snort.
He's been doing that all day because he is my favorite asshole in the universe.